like to read from Psalms 148 today. Our message is entitled, The Silent Symbols of God's Presence. Was there anyone here designated to do the scripture reading? All right, well, I wish to do it then. In Psalms 148, there's one word that will come out over and over again. Now listen to it. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all of His angels. Praise ye Him, all of His hosts. Praise ye Him, the sun, the moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. That's what Stephanie here was singing about, those Hebrew names and titles for God. He has established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, and fire and hail and snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling His word. Mountains and all hills and fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle and creeping things and flying fowl, let the kings of the earth, the people, the princes, the judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them do something together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heavens. He exalts the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints, even of the children of Israel, the people near to Him. And what does the last sentence say? Praise ye the Lord. Today I know that you are praising God for the privilege of being here. But I've come to the recognition that whatever God is doing for us at the moment is usually what we praise Him for. Yesterday there were 7 fatalities in Arkansas from the series of storms that are coming through. One lady being interviewed with her house blown away, she says, I just praise God that we're safe. House gone, but family safe. Person comes out of surgery. They're not praising God for rain and drought stricken times. They're praising God that they've come through the surgery. Whatever you have experienced yesterday, last night, this morning, is most likely what you could praise God for right now. But I want you to take from our outdoor service today the idea that God has surrounded you with all kinds of symbols that wherever you are, they give you a reason to rejoice and to praise Him. I want you to go to another psalm with me. I want you to turn back here. You have your Bible, and I want you to go to Psalms chapter 19. Some of you have memorized this. But wherever you go today, I want you to keep in mind that God has given you plenty of evidence of who He is, what He is, and what He wishes to do. Psalms 19 goes exactly with Psalms 148. It may have something to do because they have the same author. But in Psalms 19 in verse 1, the Bible says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. You may never have thought of it this way, but the sky, the moon, the sun are constant preachers of God Almighty. It's a ministry given to mankind that never ceases. There's never an intermission among the preaching of what God has created. Verse 2 tells us here that day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Have you ever really thought about that much at all? That in God's handiwork, in God's creation, it supersedes all places, it supersedes all time, it supersedes all languages. God's creative ability, declaring that He is God, circles the globe 24 hours a day, every day, all day, everywhere, at all times. Surely, in your busy schedule, as you are traveling, You can look out at the sky above you. You can look out at the forest that surrounds you. Anywhere there is dirt, it is an evidence of the Creator God. Silent, yes, but day unto day they speak the same message, that God is God and there is none like Him. In verse 3, it tells us here that there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Now, that's the message of praising Him. Everything in its own time and way praises God. The trees that are producing all the pollen that sort of get into our eyes, into our throats, and even into our lungs, those trees are a testimony themselves of a Creator God. Anytime you see a tree, you are in the presence of God. Anywhere you go, if you go in the right frame of mind, you will see evidence of God Almighty. It tells us right here, in Psalms 19, there's also another law. I mean, there's also another book that testifies of, in a more positive way, of a Creator God. Nature leaves a lot to be understood. Can anyone here tell me what it is in a 50-foot oak tree that enables that tree to pull water and moisture up from the ground, up through its roots, 50 feet tall into the air, and then distribute that water out through the limbs, down even into the tiniest leaf that's on the tree? We've not figured that part out yet. But in the second book that God gives us as a silent symbol of His presence is the Bible that you hold in your hand. The New Testament tells us that Jesus Christ is the Word made flesh. And the Word of God is understood with much more detail, if you please, than that in the book of nature that God has created. The Bible tells us that God spoke, He commanded it, stood firm, it was fast. When He said, "Let there be light," the sun, the moon were put out into space. The stars were put into their proper orbit. But we don't understand even all about the laws of gravity. But in this book, there remains much clearer evidence of who God is and what He wants for humanity. It tells us in Psalms 19 and verse 7 that we should praise the Lord, that we should praise Him today in voice and song, in voice and prayer, in voice of fellowship one with another. Because God has provided something for us that converts our inner being. You can stare at the moon all night. You can look at the soil and the earth all day. But those items that God has created can never change you from the inside. But the Scripture declares that God has given us something. God has given us Jesus Christ. He's declared that it is the gospel. The gospel coming to us brings about a conversion, a transformation of the soul. You connect Jesus and the law of God together, the forgiveness of sin, the beginning of immortality, and you've got a transformation of character. It tells us in verse 7 that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Now, I don't know what you have on your mind today that you can praise God for. But whatever you do this day, I would hope that you could praise God for your redemption. I hope that you could say, "God, thank you for letting me meet Jesus. Thank you that I visited Calvary at some time in my life. I thank you that I am redeemed. I thank you, I praise you, that I am part of the living, breathing people, the family of God that circles the world." Loving Lord, this day, we thank you for the affirmation of Scripture that reveals we have a Creator God, that all of nature speaks to us declaring that you are the all-wise one. And then we have the Scriptures that declare you as the Savior God, that our redemption is assured, that we have a place in your kingdom. And may the ministry of our fellowship here today hold you up as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because we are praising your name today, that we are redeemed. In Jesus' name, amen.